All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Pei Zayin, in the red edition, at least, this paragraph Zayin. So he says, so remember again, just to orient ourselves a little bit. So we ended off last week with the very, very important phrase from the Ramchal of Halamarata. So remember, the Ramchal said that you see that it is not fear that causes laziness, rather, it is laziness that causes fear. And Ramchal was explaining that people walk around with all types of fears, most of them irrational. And it's those fears that ultimately preclude us from accomplishing things. And the Ramchal just said it's important to understand that the source of that fear is really an inherent or innate laziness. And as a result, again, the laziness creates fears, and fears create inactivity or inaction. Vinchara. So before I go on, our shir today is sponsored by Tanya and Mel Shichman, L'zecha Nishmas, Tanya's mother, Thera Sasson, Esther Bat Mazal, and Mel's mother, Sylvia Shichman, Sylvia Bas Rachel. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, Nisham is having aliyah. Vinchara. Bless you. Vinchara. So you will see, Kiroi Lizrizos, Lios Bahadraga Achar Hazihirus. Hamchal says, hopefully by now you're understanding why I set up this sefer the way that I did, and that Zrizos comes after Zihirus. Why? Ki Alarov, Lo Yiya Ha'adam Zoriz, in Lo Yiya Zor B'tiva. It is difficult to be Zoriz if a person is not first Zohir. Now remember again, going back to our days of Zihirus, Zihirus essentially means living life with a certain awareness and care and concern. Really, what Zihirus really refers to is identifying the negative aspects of life or negative activities, negative actions, and making sure to avoid them. So Michal says, because we see now that it is impossible to have Zirizos if you are not first Zohir. Kimi Shalo, page Peches in the red edition. Kimi Shalo Yasim Libo, Li Zor B'Masov, because if a person is not careful with his actions, does not contemplate his avoda and its laws, because when we can remember what Zihiros is, remember again, also going back to our early days, the Tov Ha'amiti, the Raha Amiti, what is it that I'm working towards, but just as important, what is it that I'm trying to avoid? What are the things that derail me? What are the things that ultimately are negative? If you don't first think that way, this is such a classic statement. What the Ramchal is saying is, the only way to create a love and a desire, and essentially zrizos, is to first identify the negative things and try to get rid of those. If I have not addressed the negative influences in my life, remember, what does zrizos represent? Zrizos represents like momentum. Right? You're into something, you're excited about something, and you're zoriz, you get into it. So what Chal is just saying is that some people try to figure out, like, why can't I become zoriz? And then Chal would say, chances are that's because a person has not yet mastered the step of zihirus. A person has not yet identified the negative things, isolated them, and done whatever they can ultimately to purge them. He says, ki hine hu odeno tovea betavos agufonis, beratz merutzas hergelu hamarchiko mikolzeh. Because very often a person is still literally drowning in desire, in physical desire, and a person is still habituated to engaging in those things that distance him from that which is good. But after a person first undergoes the process of zihirus, opening his eyes, identifying those things that are negative, that are holding me back, and he begins to think about, again, the cheshbon, meaning how much is a mitzvah worth compared to an avera? Meaning, what's worth it in life? Kasha zachanu, nakel hu sheyasra min hara, v'yishtoki kelatovi yizdarizbo. It will be easier for him to avoid that which is evil, to desire that which is good, and to become zoriz. And then Ramchal ends off by saying, v'zeh pashat. Right, it's pashat for the Ramchal. What he's saying is, the truth is, intellectually, it's very pashat. Right? Intellectually, what he's saying is really makes absolute sense and is unequivocally clear. Because intellectually, what he's saying is that Lamaisa, at the end of the day, and remember, we'll say that's why we pointed out in the beginning of this sefer, The way the Ramchal arranges this, which is based on the statement of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer, is building blocks. Each one is a smaller building block on the next. So the idea over here is the first step in life, ultimately, again, is this zihiros. What is negative? What are those negative influences? I mean, remember, just to go back, if we're true to ourselves, the first step in zihiros is identifying what is the tov amiti, what is the ultimate good. But alongside identifying what is the ultimate good, I have to also identify what are the negative things in life that I'm trying to avoid. And zihiros is the process by which I pay attention to my life and try to identify those actions that will get me where I want to go and identify those actions or those influences that derail me from that process. So zihiros really is identifying the negativity. Once you've identified the negativity, hopefully, again, isolated it and then done whatever you need to do to neutralize it, then I can have zrizos. Because zrizos, if I'm still immersed in the negativity in life, it's hard to develop positive traction in good directions. But if I've neutralized the negativity, obviously not in totality, but I've identified the negative things and I'm addressing those, then it's much easier to have zrizos towards the positive areas in life. Fine. So therefore, again, he comes back to this just full circle in order that we understand the makeup of the Sefer. But again, I will say this brings to a close the section of Zrizos, and now we begin Emir Tzashem, Perek Yud, Bebeir HaNekios, the Midah of Nekios. Now, of course, Nekios literally means what? Literally means cleanliness. So we're going to discuss this. It's not like a hygienic Midah over here. It's not like, use Purell, as often as you can. But the idea over here is nothing wrong with that. Right? But we're going to see Emir Tzashem that, again, I will say just the important thing. If you'll notice, by the way, stylistically, what the Ramchal does, and it's very interesting, I know, for some reason I'm only picking up on this, we've already done this once, I'm picking up on this now, is Ramchal does, at the end of every Midah, he reviews the Midahs before it, and explains the progression. So now that we've just explained the progression between Zihiros and Zrizos, now we come to Nekios, Parakyot. Chapter 10. Midas Hanikiyusi. What is this attribute of cleanliness? Heyos ha'adam naki legamre mikol midorah mikol chet. Well, this is actually amazing if you think about it. This is the process, or this is the state, or this is the midah, in which a person is cleansed of every negative attribute and every single sin. Wow. So now, listen to this. So if you have the red edition, in the footnote here in number one, he says something very interesting. He says, "Heyosa adam naki lagamre mikol midah ra mikol chet." So first of all, it's obviously problematic because there's no such thing. No such thing as a person who's cleansed from every single negative trait, every single sin. Look at this. In the Havin, Shahanaki, I'm reading the footnote in number one. In the Havin, Shahanaki lo yechta liolam. It doesn't mean that a person who has nekiyos will never sin. Shahari lamadnu b'mikra v'shinei b'divrei chazal, shagam l'chasidim gedolei olam nizdamnu chatoim shenasu aleihem. Because as Ramchal says, we know that Chazal teach us, that Rabbo said that even the greatest people sin. Even the greatest people sin. So it can't be that a person will never sin. Elanira, shakavana shanoki yeh misulak me'ikari shorashe ha'chatoim. Rather, the person who is naki literally is distanced and is removed from the essence of the root of sin. Sheifos umidos raus, ve'ivuse shikole hadas, hanovim metayos hayetzer. Lefarish mashu chit be'emes, shehu sheyeshbo darach eheter. So also listen to this. Rather, it is someone who is totally cleansed from the ways of sin. But remember, let's go back for a second. What's part of the greatest issue we have? The greatest problem, meaning, if we think about why we make mistakes, depending on our Judaic life, we make mistakes. Why is that? It's because the truth is, at the end of the day, we don't have clarity between what's right and wrong. Right? At the end of the day, we choose to live in a state of gray, and often choose not to choose a proper derech, and so we allow ourselves to live in a little bit of a fog. So he says, when a person is nucky, what they are doing is they have a sense of clarity in life. Sense of clarity, they've removed themselves from the negative influences. They have a clear understanding as what's right, what's wrong, what needs to be done, what shouldn't be done, what influences are good, which ones are not. There's actually clarity. That's what Nekios means. And I both say, if you have clarity, does it mean you never make a mistake? No. because he will make mistakes, because we're human. So inevitably, people make mistakes, people fail, people fall. But Lamaisa Nikios, he says, is where a person is able to purge themselves of wrongful ideologies, mindsets, and kind of dispel the fog that so often characterizes so much of our Judaic life. He says, V'manok yerlo likasho b'chit, zubederach takalo umikra hanoves mehesech hadas. So here's what's interesting. If a person, you'll say to yourselves, well, 1 second, I don't understand. If a person truly has mastered Nikios, and again, remember, we've only just started this Midah, but let's assume for a moment that right now, Nikios means the ability to purge oneself from the very essence of sin, from the Midos Ros, negative traits, from the flawed thoughts or ideologies, and a person has incredible clarity. So if a person has incredible clarity because they're cleansed from all the negative things, negative thoughts, negative ideologies, negative isms. So Lamaisa, if that's true, then how do they sin? So the Ramchal says something in the footnote, not the Ramchal, but the footnote explains, you know how a person who's lucky sins? Because of Hesach Hadas. What does Hesach Hadas mean? Lapse of awareness. Now there's a Bo saying that the most difficult part in life is that you could reach all the proper spiritual milestones, but you must maintain constant awareness and vigilance. And if you let that awareness or vigilance lapse, even for just a moment, so what happens? Sin. So the person who's nucky has gotten rid of all the negative things, but Lamaisa, again, could still have a lapse of awareness or a lapse of understanding or a lapse of appreciation, and that could lead him ultimately to go ahead and make a mistake. All right, so I said we'll have to actually stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Meretz. We didn't make too much headway in Nikios this morning, but in Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up here in the beginning tomorrow. I'm sorry? Go to Mikvah before tomorrow, that's right. All right, Shikoyach. The heroes before the reasons. The truth is, it's even, he says it, Ramchal says it earlier on, but I didn't mention it today, is the whole Yisod is Sur Meira via Seitov. That's the whole Yisod, that you first have to, if you want to do good in life, you first have to address the negative things. After you've addressed the negativity, then you can search forward with the positivity. The problem is most people want to address the positive before dealing with the negative, and then Ramchal just says it doesn't work.